Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast.
There were some stories wandering around in the course of the week about the downgrading of the Footscray Rugby Club, to which the Melbourne Chargers is affiliated. And there seems to be some kind of question as to whether this is homophobia related or not. And that's basically the story we're trying to follow up with Ben. Do we have Ben as yet? No, we don't have him just at the moment. The theory is that the rugby union have pushed the Footscray Rugby Club out because they don't have enough teams. Melbourne Chargers joined up with Footscray in order to make up the number of teams, but the rugby union, Victorian Rugby Union, have now come back and said that the standard of the Melbourne Chargers is not quite good enough, and therefore they've been relegated to the second division. Now, we don't know whether this might be homophobia related or whether it's some other kind of issue. So we wanted to talk to Ben Lankin to see what his take on it was. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
We had some lovely sounds coming down your phone just there.
Sorry about that.
It sounded like you were on Mars or something.
I'm here now.
Well, yes, this whole story is a little bit off the planet, actually, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think unfortunately, Doug, it's a case of the media sort of taking one small component of the story and sensationalising the gay part.
Well, give us a rundown of what happened.
As you know, the Melbourne Chargers form one team of the three teams that make up Footscray Rugby Club, which is up until this season was a premier club in the Victorian Rugby Union. Mm-hmm. So how the competition works, that there is a premier division that was made up of nine teams, and then there's a second division which is made up of all those other teams that, for one reason or another, either don't qualify or don't want to play in the premier division.
Mm-hmm.
As of last season, Footscray had three teams, two teams were their own, and the third team was made up of players from Wyndham City Rugby Club who didn't have enough players of their own to go into Premier Division, so they partnered with the club. At the end of last season, that partnership amicably dissolved because Wyndham City wanted to go out on their own. So, of course, Footscray was on the lookout for another third team to take them to the required three teams to go back into the Premier Division. So that's where the Melbourne Chargers came into it, and we joined forces with Footscray sort of mid-last year or late last year. And the plan was, obviously, to play as part of Footscray in the Premier Division for the 2010 season. What happened then was that shortly after our partnership with Footscray was announced, the Victorian Rugby Union sent down a decision to relegate Footscray down to the second division because they felt that they didn't have enough players to form three teams because they had a lack of a junior pathways program, which is a program that they have to have in place to ensure that obviously junior players are being filtered through up to the grade levels. And they made comment on a perceived lack of ability on our part in terms of the Melbourne Chargers players.
So, you didn't come up to scratch as a team.
Well, that comment is an interesting one. There was no way of the VAU to actually determine our skill level. At the time that decision was made, no competition had been played, nor had any trial games, and a Victorian Rugby Union representative or official had in no way assessed the team's ability. So that comment in itself is interesting because what that's based on is at this stage, yet to be known.
That's it seems to be kind of jumping to conclusions because you were a new team, because they hadn't seen you, they kind of assumed you wouldn't be up to the standard.
I think it's definitely too premature to sort of say there could potentially be discrimination at play. I'm not convinced of that as yet. I think it's a case of the Victorian Rugby Union making a decision too early. They made a decision at the end of last season to relegate. They then set the structure of the tournament for the 2010 season, which didn't include Footscray or the Melbourne Chargers. So they had to come up with reasons after making that decision as to why they made that decision.
Yeah, so jumping the gun a bit.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, now there's nothing much you can do about it now for this season, is there?
Not a lot. And from the Melbourne Chargers' point of view, it doesn't really affect us that much. The team still plays as a team. We still compete in the Victorian competition. We just don't play at a premier level. And for a new team to the competition, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Of course, we are a little bit disappointed that I guess Footscray has been let down a little bit. The fact that the reason that the partnership with us was attractive to them was because we would make up their third team so they could play in Premier Division. So it's a bit disappointing that, you know, if it comes out that the reason of the relegation was, you know, solely because of the Melbourne Charge, then we would be disappointed, for the relationship with Footscray.
Yeah, well, it hurts both of you, doesn't it? But on the other hand, you do get the chance now to play in the second division and get yourself up to the requisite standard.
You certainly do, and I think...
And prove yourself.
Discussing it with the Footscray boys and with our boys as well, it really is an opportunity over this year to consolidate the growth that the club's gone through over the last sort of 6 to 8 months, focus on playing some really good rugby and aim to get into that Premier Division for the 2011 season.
Well, the best of luck with that one, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll get there, because you've definitely got the you've got the drive anyway, if nothing else.
We certainly do. We've got our second trial match on this weekend. We're playing Melbourne Rugby Club. Another trial match on the following weekend. Then a week off and the season kicks off officially, so our first official games will be starting in the last couple of weeks of April. So if anyone did want to get down and have a watch or come along and see what it's all about, then there'll be plenty of opportunities coming up for people to get involved.
There will, and of course you've always got your Facebook page and your own homepage.
Facebook and the website, melbournechargers.org.
Yep, and everyone can get in touch with you via that. Ben, sorry about all the fuss this morning, but thanks for finally sticking with us, and we got you to air.
Always a pleasure, Doug. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was Ben Lankin there. He's the president of the Melbourne Chargers Rugby Union Club, which is the gay-friendly club affiliated with Footscray. And like he said, there is a website where you can go and get more information.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.